Welcome to hour number two. It is the Jim Rome Show, starring me, Jim Rome. Great to be here. All right, let's start hour number two. We had Mike Sando at the end of hour number one. I thought he had some great NFL analysis going into the championship weekend. Coming up next hour, an offensive lineman, Cordell Volson, a rookie who had a big year for the Bengals, will be joining us. I love that going into the weekend and the matchup. Alvy's Week That Was coming up. The ATP, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, submit a question, listen later on. I might answer one of yours. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and the service you need quickly from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, quick reset. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. Email me, please, at rome@haveatake.com. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets is live. We've made our picks. And you know what? A lot of people overnight hit us with best one yet, best one yet, best part of the year. And I think I know the reason for it. One, I co-hosted it. Now, honestly, I think the reason so many of you liked it, James Kelly got loose with a bunch of prop bets. We normally do not do that. We normally just pick as many games as we can against the spread, but because there's only two games, I turned him loose to come up with some prop bets, and I think you like those options. So you want to look for that. The Jim Rome podcast, episode 252 with Jared Allen, also hot, also live. And today, I pushed out my first reinvention project with our new partner, Cloud 10 Media. And it's my first episode in several weeks because, not because I didn't want to, not because I'm not committed, but because we had to move everything over to our new platform, which we did. And there's an awesome, awesome interview I conducted with Jennifer Cohen, and I kind of let you know where I'm at for 2023, what I'm thinking about, what's motivating me, how I'm transforming myself, how I'm reinventing myself. Listen, if you're here to talk junk and talk baby Jessica, you're not going to like that podcast. It's not for you. However, if you think a little more deeply and you want to figure out how to get unstuck, get out of a rut, be the best version of you, I think that you will like that. In fact, I know you will like that if you're about that life. If you're not stuck and you like where you currently are, you're not going to like that. Personally, I'm really proud of it. Look for it. Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. Also, it is live. Look for that after the program. So, some other things I want to get to. They're not playing this weekend, but they are news. Essentially, they're always news. There are certain teams that are always news, regardless of whether or not they're in season, out of season, in the postseason, or not. You know, those sort of gifts that just keep on giving. For instance, Jerry's Cowboys. For instance, Jim Pink Floyd Ursay. For instance, Le GM's Purple and Gold Titanic. For instance, every time the Cougar Hunter Zach Wilson opens up his mouth or plays in a football game. All these things. Well, right up there with all these things for team content is the Patriots offense. Or more specifically, the Patriots offense ever since Josh McDaniels walked out that door in New England. Because ever since then, the Pats offense has been high comedy. Ever since the Hood Man took the incredibly difficult task of replacing Josh McDaniels and then just didn't. Just refused. Instead of refusing to name an actual offensive coordinator, he let two dudes with no offensive play calling experience handle the play calling and the quarterback coaching. Of course, those two dudes, Matt the Ticonderoga, Patricia, and Joe the Leader of Men, Judge, were abject failures. Catastrophic disasters. Such a disaster. Let me tell you how bad this went. This went so badly that the Hoodman's house is finally leaking. The most airtight organization in pro sports actually has some oxygen escaping right now. That never happened, ever. However, yesterday the Boston Herald published a report with some fresh quotes coming from inside the Hoodman's house. and they detail how this dumpster fire of an offense was every bit as much of a dumpster fire on the inside as it appeared on the outside. Listen to some of these quotes. Again, they're anonymous because no one's going to say this on the record. But then again, nobody ever used to say anything anonymously even. But they are now. Listen to these quotes about the Patriots offense from inside. Quote, I've never seen anything like it. That's a source, a Patriot source. Another one, quote, it was disheveled. They were always scrambling to get things done. End of quote. Or how about this one? This is the best one yet. Quote, I love Coach Belichick, but he effed us. End of quote. I love Coach Belichick, but he effed us. I mean, the fact that any of this leaked, the fact that any of it got out, that anybody was willing to speak even anonymously, is one of the most unpatriot things ever. No one who's ever had any association with or ever had any association with the hood or the Patriots under the hood has ever been allowed to say anything either on or off the record about the hood and the Patriots. And here you have. Here you have somebody telling a media member that Coach effed us. Pretty incredible. And there are also quotes about how messed up the situation was right from the jump. Right from training camp. This thing had already hopped off the rails and was speeding for the nearest cliff. Quote, a lot of guys were getting worried because when we were in the middle of camp, we were wondering what the plan was for our offense. Because we hadn't put enough install in, a source said. Quote, we had a couple of protections, a couple of core run plays, but our pass game didn't have much in it. End of quote. I don't know. Almost sounds as if they had an offensive coaching staff that had never actually installed an offense before. Right? Crazy, but there's more. Quote, a lot of guys would ask, well, what's going to happen if the defense does this? And you would see they hadn't really accounted for that yet. And they'd say, we'll get to that when we get to that. That type of attitude got us in trouble. By the end, they were just making 1,000 adjustments instead of building them in at the beginning. End of quote. You imagine that? You imagine? Never mind the coach is not leading the conversation, but somebody saying, hey, yo, coach. Hey, yo, pencil. Hey, leader of men. What if the defense does this? Yeah, let's not get into that just yet. What do you mean, let's not get into that just yet? What if the defense gives us this look? What if the defense does this? What do we do? We'll let you know when we know. As soon as we figure it out, you'll be the first ones to know. These are incredible quotes, especially for a Bill Belichick coach team. Man, and what a bad look for that Ticonderoga. What a bad, bad look for that pencil. But still not as rough as the quotes about that Thursday night home loss to Buffalo. Remember when sources described Patricia's play calling performances, quote, scared? One source even said, quote, that game was bull bleep. End of quote. But we kind of already knew all that, right? We kind of knew that before they even started when we found out this was the plan. I mean, we all did see Mac clearly scream, throw the effing ball. The effing short game sucks. We saw him during the broadcast. And then after the game, he didn't even deny it. All a really bad look for the pencil. And for the guy who put the pencil in position to do a job that he was in no way qualified for. But despite all that, in this article, nobody looks worse than the so-called leader of men, who apparently is the worst leader of men ever. According to this piece, quote, Judge also coached across positions in practice, forcing other assistants to occasionally correct his talking points to players during drills. End of quote. That to me is just priceless. Imagine Joe the Mouth lecturing players from other position groups while their actual position coaches cringe. And then those coaches have to immediately undermine and undercut him and limit the damage by basically telling the players, hey, yo, everything that moron just said, ignore it. Ignore it. Never happened. Never, ever listen to that leader of men. Incredible, right? But it gets worse. Quote, Belichick would blast him in practice, and it wasn't uncommon for Judge and Jones to trade profanity-laced outbursts. Jones' trust in his position coach was effectively non-existent. Here's another quote. Quote, Mac didn't like him at all. End of quote. Knock me over with a feather. That's shocking. Mac didn't like Joe Judge at all. Does anybody like Joe Judge at all? Like, I thought the Hood Man was his only pal, but apparently the Hood Man doesn't even like him. Not if he's screaming at him in practice. I mean, this is a pretty bizarre thing, considering he handed him an incredibly important job to develop his first-round quarterback, a decision that is aging about as well as milk left out on a balmy summer day. But the best Joe the Mouth quote is about Joe's mouth. Quote, he would speak extra loudly in meetings trying to project like he was the guy. End of quote. And still there was more. Another source said, quote, and I think that kind of rubbed people the wrong way. End of quote. It did? No way. It's got to be the least surprising line in the entire piece. But it's still so incredible. Joe the Mouth, running his mouth, pissed everybody off. No way. Because of course he did. That was his entire shtick in New York. That's what got him run out of New York. That's how he got the nickname in the first place. The Patricia Judge idea was always going to be an unmitigated disaster. But it was somehow even worse than we imagined. And you got people speaking off the record anonymously, letting us know just how ugly it was. So now what? Now it's up to Bob, Bill O'Brien, to come in and try and clean this mess up. Yo, Bob, Robbie, Robert, my dude, good luck with that. Have fun with that. Even if you tell the Ticonderoga and the Mouth to hit the bricks, you still have to coordinate and rebuild an offense that is completely lacking in firepower and weapons. However, at least the Bob has some experience coaching offense. At least Bob has actually installed an offense before. And at least everybody does not hate Bob. At least the greatest coach in NFL history finally got around to figuring out that his former offensive assistant, who's been a head coach, who's had huge success coaching Mac Jones already in college, was a pretty good idea to replace Josh McDaniels with. It did take him a year to get there. And sort of nearly destroy the organization within, but at least he got there. Better late than never, right? But I want to say this. The greatest coach ever coming up with the dumbest plan ever will never not be hilarious. And it will always be one of my all-time great gifts from my favorite squad, Team Content. He's the GOAT. He's the smartest guy in the room. Nobody's ever been better. Well, how does that guy do what he did? And again, for the first time ever, you have leaks. You have oxygen leaking out of the formerly locked and impenetrable, airtight force that was the Patriot Way. I mean, these are amazing comments. Not in what they're saying, because we already knew this, but in that somebody said it. More than one person. So he finally got around doing the right thing. But at what cost? 1-800-636-8686. Lots of dumb Sando jokes. That's what my reaction page looks like. There's one. There's one. There's another one. There's a Mama Cass reference. Do better. Do better so I can use some of this. Because I can't use any of this. There's an amazing piece of video, an amazing piece of sound regarding a college basketball player who had his package exploded. Literally. And he says so. And I'll get to that a little bit later on. Hey, Jim, I don't get this Joe Judge guy. How can you make it as far as being a bad coach and leader as he has? Surprising the Pats organization bring him back or brought him back after failing in New York. It's the hood, man. He keeps it in-house. He keeps it in family. He wants to hire his own. That's why he brought them back. And because he thought he was smarter than everybody else. It was one of the worst ideas ever. Not just from the best ever. I just mean as ideas go, it was one of the worst ideas ever. Bringing the pencil in and the leader of men in and turning the offense over to them. Like, the hell was he thinking? And that's not even Monday morning quarterbacking. That's not hindsight's 2020. Everybody said this the second it went down. And it went exactly the way you thought that it would. Horribly.
Hindsight 50-50.
Hindsight is 50-50. It really is. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk about a dude who had his package explode. He said it, not me. He's on video saying it. Four NFL teams, two conference championship games, and only a few more shots to win big on the playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. New customers can bet $5 on the conference championships and get 200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You have to use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. Must be present in state where it's lawful to wager. 21 or older in most eligible states. Age does vary by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Void in Ohio and Ontario. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right. Here's something else we're not going to do. Talk about Jay Leno. But that hasn't stopped a lot of you. No names mentioned. Lef in Laguna. Lef, I'd love to say that you're on one, but you're not. You're on something, dude. This guy cannot stop thumbing out Jay Leno quotes, or I should say tweets. Apparently, Jay got into a motorcycle accident. Once again, I don't find that amusing. I'm weird like that. I don't think it's funny when people get in wrecks. But some of you do. Lef very clearly does. Let me read you a sampling of Lef, the three-time Smack-Off winner. And we are not doing this today. And we're not doing this on Monday, Lef, nor Tuesday. I mean, Lef, I wouldn't mind hearing from you. If you were to call, you'll probably get run. But I wouldn't mind hearing from you, actually. But I know it's easy for you just to thumb out stuff like this. Quote, regarding the bets for this weekend, we love the over. Signed, Leno's Handlebars. Lef, number two, quote, I'd love to get a look under a car's hood, especially when I crash into them on my motorcycle on the 405. Signed, Leno. Lef, we're not doing this. Number three, quote, same guy, Lef. How many bones did you break? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six.
Not five,
signed Jay Leno. I mean, Lef, how many of these do you have in you? Oh, wait, here's another one. I haven't been to the hospital in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Signed Leno.
Have you brought any fruits or vegetables onto the planet?
Lef, are you done? Apparently not. There's more where that came from. Lef in Laguna, quote, I turn around, foot away from my face, a curb. Leno.
Right in my face.
Are you done, Lef? Apparently not. Quote, I'm him. Leno, when officers ask who crashed the bike. Way to work in something topical, Lef. Anything else, Lef? Oh, wait, there is more. This is all the same guy on the same thread. Quote, that's two for me.
It's two for me. It's two for me.
Jay following up his face burns with a motorcycle crash. Are we done, Lef? Nope, apparently not. Lef in Laguna, quote, Burrowhead. I burrowed my head into the pavement when I crashed my motorcycle last week. Signed, Jay. Anything else, Lef? Apparently there is. Crash, 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 crash. Signed, Leno.
Smash, smash, smash.
Now are we done, Lef? Nope. Quote, loved the big head bets picks for championship weekend. I'm glad you paid close attention to the lines because I missed the lines when I drifted into another lane and I crashed my motorcycle. Leno. Lef, I'm not asking for this. I didn't want any of that. We're not doing this. Stop sending them. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9, 10. Lef sent me 10 tweets on that. We're not doing it, Lef. And when I say that, I really believe it, Lef. We're not doing that. Do better. Kenneth E. in the 503. Jim, my beef. We're not doing beefs even. We did that yesterday. But I'll play along. My beef is when my employer schedules my quarterly performance review during the first hour of the JR show, then has the audacity to comment on my Twitter use during work hours. If you're not going to give me a Christmas bonus, at least make me a Sando. I don't know, bro. Like, I really appreciate the support and the loyalty. I just don't want you to pick the show over your job. The show over your paycheck. Bro, I really do appreciate you. Careful, though. And believe me, I love me, and I love this show, but I don't want you to lose your gig over it. And finally, that is finally. Still ahead, 1-800-636-8686, finally. I've got Alvy's Week That Was, and that's coming up in hour number 3. We're talking more Bengals football. Cordell Volson, love it. One of the offensive linemen, because that is a big question mark, obviously, coming into this game. It was a big question mark going into the Bills game, and that line played lights out. They did everything right. They dominated the Bills. Just absolutely massacred them in the trenches. Can they do it again? Can they run it back? Can they duplicate that? That's the big question. Cordell Volson will be joining me at 11:20. So that's in hour number 3. In the meantime, I do want to talk about a Clemson basketball player who had his sack explode. We're not exactly sure how it happened, only that it did happen. And not that it's reported, but he's on video from the hospital talking about it graphically. It's pretty amazing. And again, who you got this weekend? If you want to know who I have, go to Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Then you'll find out. It is the bottom of the hour, and at the bottom of every hour, we have a sports update, and this is no different. Here it is.
from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey clones, remember, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4 ounce bags. This way you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? It should be so easy, especially if you're a fan of any of the four teams that are playing this weekend. The four best teams in the NFL are playing on championship weekend. If you're a fan of any one of these teams, you should be on the phones. You should be hitting me up right now. You should be telling me what's going to happen and how you feel about it. This guy gets it. Let's go to Philly. JD in Philly. It's a huge weekend in Philly. JD, what's going on?
Jim, thanks for the line. Great podcast yesterday. Anybody who's listening is missing out. The Eagles are going to stomp the 49ers because of big plays, 27-16. And here's something that hasn't come up much. Two of our defensive coaches were at Iowa State and coached Brocky as that stupid poster. You 49er fans, well, obviously didn't learn anything from That's What's In, have been posting and tweeting at us. Listen, you guys and Mr. Debo Samuel talk about, yeah, the dungaree stadium being the loudest thing going. When you come to Philly, the noise is going to start the minute you step off the plane. Your hotel room is going to be assaulted the day before the game. The hate is going to be there for the team bus coming into the stadium, and it's not going to stop. We got you figured out. It's going to be physical. It's going to be bloody, as George Kittle, it should be an Eagle, put it. But big plays are going to make the difference. 27-16. See you in Arizona. I'm out.
JD, man, you got to work on that phone. But at least Philly fan showed up and pledged violence, as only Philly fan can. So what do you think about that matchup? What's going to happen? If you want my pick, you have to listen to Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. I'll give you this, though, without giving it away. The head and I are on separate sides of this game. We are. We took different teams in this game. It's not like we do this and we show up and we just echo each other. He and I are on different sides. If you want our picks, if you believe him more than you believe me, great. Fade me. But listen to Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. If you go to my Twitter feed, I've got a link for you. If you're one of those people who, for whatever reason, is not podcast savvy, we can hook you up. Go to my Twitter feed. There's a link right there. You get my pick. You get James Kelly's pick. It's free, and the content is tremendous. And there's a link that's also included where you can make more money with DraftKings. And hey, do me a favor. Once you get over to that podcast, if it's not too much to ask, can you subscribe? Can you leave a comment, and can you hit us with a 5-star review? I think you will if you listen to it. If you're listening to me right now, it's either because you hate my guts or you love me, or you wouldn't be listening or watching. If you like me and you like listening and watching, I almost guarantee you will like that podcast, except for one reason. You might not, because there is profanity. We get loose. We get very aggressive on that podcast because we can over there. So if you would, head on over after the show to Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Leave a comment. Leave me 5 stars. We are busting our ass for that pod and not asking for anything in return except a comment and 5 stars. That's not hard. And believe me, all I want is to earn that from you. But you got to go over there and listen. All right, moving to the next topic quickly. For those of you who are not following college basketball just yet, it's still too soon. There have been a few surprises this season. One of the surprises has been the Clemson basketball program. A squad that many predicted would finish dead last in the ACC is currently first. They're 9-1 in conference. Clemson, the Tigers, are well ahead of North Carolina. They're well ahead of Duke, a team they beat by 8 only a few weeks back. So they are one of the good, good stories in college basketball. One problem. They're more than likely to be without one of their best for a few games. Senior Brevin Galloway. Galloway is a starting guard. He's averaging 10 points per game, a little better than that. Knocking down three-point shots at a 33% clip. Good player, good leader, but man's down. Man's down, and not with your normal, typical mid-season basketball injury like a sprained ankle or a twisted knee. My man is out with, what's the clinical way to describe this? What is the clinical definition of the injury that he suffered? His balls and nutsack exploded. That's his diagnosis, not mine. Check out the video that this legend posted on the gram from his hospital bed describing in detail how his testicles and nutsack exploded.
So this morning I went to lift. I came back. I took a nap. I woke up from my nap. My balls and my nutsack were exploded. Now I go to the doctor. I have surgery 3 hours later. My balls are reduced to the normal size. I don't know what happened to my balls. I guess they were trying to be like basketballs. But we made it. Now I'm going to be spoiled for the next 48 hours. And I will be back in a uniform shortly. Go Tigers. I love Clemson.
Brevin bleeping Galloway. If you need that living legend, that is incredible. And he posted that himself to the gram. Video from the hospital bed. What an incredible piece of video. You have to see this cat. Again, he's laying in his hospital bed. He's drinking something. Probably feeling the effects of some drugs. And just laying it all out there. I'll tell you what, my guy. Those balls that you referenced, they weren't just ginormous, dude. They were also brass as hell for you to go with that post. I always say, don't tweet or post drunk. Don't tweet or post angry. Don't tweet or post pilled up. Maybe he was none of the above, but he went with it. Man, his cojones went wheelbarrow size on him while he was napping it out. I mean, freaking comedy. And is it me, or does it seem like Clemson is always having some sort of bad injury luck? But this explosion is something totally different. And, of course, if something breaks in college basketball, one of the guys who's going to be on it is Jeff Goodman. Jeff Goodman did the kind of work, insider work, that has made him the man he is today and one of the best in the game. So he tried to get the story. He tried to follow up. He reached out to Clemson head coach Brad Brunell. Goodman tweeted, quote, "Just got off the phone with Clemson coach. Coach Brad Brunell, about Brevin Galloway's latest IG post? No comment." What do you mean no comment, coach? What? You don't want to talk about the explosion in Brev's pants? Man, how would you like to be the media director of the SID today when this is going down? You walk into the office on a chill Friday only to find out that the world knows that one of your basketball players, basketball-sized onions, are exploding, and everybody wants to know why or how and access. I wonder what the injury report is going to read like tomorrow when they play Florida State. Brevin Galloway, balls and nuts exploded.
My balls questionable. And my nutsack were exploded.
It better read like that. No, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you this. Ice up, son. Ice up.
Ice up, son. Ice up.
Tigers are going to need you if they're going to win the ACC. I'll tell you what, we got a new king. I never thought that this guy would be replaced. Move over, bruised scrotum. There is a new sheriff in town. A new king in town. I never thought something could ever overthrow the king. The throne being Art Modell bruising his scrotum. The throne of worst thing imaginable. But you know what's worse than a bruised scrotum? An exploding nutsack.
My balls and my nutsack were exploding. Now.
Maybe it can be like the Masters ceremony. Instead of a golf course, a hospital urology waiting room. Art Modell shows up, puts a brown jacket on Brevin, shakes his hand, golf claps from everybody in the waiting room. I mean, Art, you did wear that jacket a long time. I didn't think you'd ever not wear that jacket. I thought you were the king forever and all of eternity. Except somebody's finally outdone you. Brev, with his exploding nutsack. From his hospital bed with a video update. Top that, Magic. I don't think you're taking that one down. And we're not really clear what happened. We're not sure how that happened. He just said, I got my lift in and...
So this morning I went to lift. I came back. I took a nap. I woke up from my nap. My balls and my nutsack were exploded.
It sounds like whatever he did to himself, he did in the weight room. The way he put it, I went for a lift. I came back and took a nap. I woke up and my balls and nutsack exploded. I don't know. If I'm a Clemson player, I'm not sure I want to lift weights anymore. Here's something. If you work out, if you throw the weights around, do not nap it out. Work out, but don't nap it out. Why not, coach? Why not, dad? Because this might happen.
My balls and my nutsack were exploded.
Logan Rome is all about bulk season. I can't wait to share that story with him. Logan essentially just does two things now. Eat and lift, eat and lift, eat and lift. Yeah, but if you do that, you run the risk of any naps. Rogan Loam is a perfect candidate for that. Because all this kid does right now is eat, lift, and nap. Eat, lift, and nap. Eat, lift, nap, wake up, bam! Exploded nutsack. I'd be real careful. That is an insane story. Oh, I don't know how I did, but I'd forgotten about this guy. To be fair, he is not called in a long, long, long time. But I admit, I had forgotten about this guy. So let's go to Albuquerque. The REX in the ABQ. Rex in Albuquerque. Making a triumphant return to the jungle. Rex, it's been a minute, yo. What's going on?
Hey, Jimmy. Hope you're doing well. You know, I just wanted to comment on the explosion in this guy's pants. You know, I was at the Golden Corral last night, and it didn't take me long, maybe 10 minutes, before I started crowning. Not 10 seconds later, I was in the gas station top, crowning out. That's
not a good call. No. You don't like that car.
I don't like that car.
Hey, Rex.
Not a very good car.
Just like riding a bike, right? The more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. And he picked up right where he left off whenever he made that last call. For any of you who don't know that guy or had somehow forgotten his brand, that's his brand. Excrement. Thanks, Rex. Thanks for being... in market, on topic, and elevating the conversation. I would have not even gotten into that story at all. Like, if I had just read that story or heard that story, it would have meant nothing to me. But the fact that this dude's got video from a hospital bed and is being as open as he is about his exploding nutsack got him on the air. I don't know that you could find video like that or better. It's incredible. Literally, XR4TI or Cindy is upset that we didn't let him finish because she wanted to hear what he had to say. Cindy, you're not missing anything. Cindy, Alvin allowed the first crowning to go, which was one too many. He can't let two of them go, Cindy. You should know. Cindy, you really wanted to know where the REX in the ABQ was going with his crowning. Really? Cindy, no, you didn't. Trust me, you did not. You're better than that.
Crown her ass.
She's one of you. She's like a Rex disciple. What? Why did you run him? I want to hear what he had to say. Use your imagination, Cindy. It's not hard to figure out. You're not missing anything. Romy, exploded balls. Psst, please. I call that a Saturday night. Regards, Alvin D-Man DeLauro. Rob in the ATL.
Now.
All right. One more hour. One more hour, clones. Hold it together if it's not too much to ask. Got Cincinnati Bengals offensive lineman Cordell Volson coming up at 11:20. Obviously, Week to Was coming up next hour. I've got an ATP next hour. And the Panthers have a new head coach. I want to get into that, too. All of that still ahead. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere.